We are live in Priory Park, Reigate. Why are we here, you're asking? Well, it is the very first Reigate half marathon. And I've actually been out and about. I bumped into somebody this morning. You'd be interested to hear.
We've just gone 7 o'clock in the morning and a hive of activity is taking place. And I've come over to Chef on the Run, where Tony Tobin, local Reigate chef from the dining room in Reigate, is serving breakfast at the moment. And we have got all the volunteers coming over. Good morning. You're one of the volunteers?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
What's your job today?
Oh, I'm marshalling something or another. Just generally egging people on.
Well, come and meet Tony. He's serving breakfast this morning. What's your name, madam?
Janet.
And what are you doing today? You're marshalling?
I'm marshalling as well, yes.
Absolutely. It's a lot of high activity. Tony, how's it going?
Oh, it's marvellous. All these lovely volunteers queuing up here, having some lovely bacon. We've got some beautifully baked Danish pastries here. And for the non-meat eaters, we've got strawberry compote with a vanilla Greek-style yoghurt topped with a crunchy granola. And it's all going really well. Look at all these lovely volunteers we've got here.
There's lots of them. I'm going to go and catch a few more. Thank you very much, Tony.
See you soon. Thank you.
And where are you from, Ben?
23rd Lie Scouts.
And you're volunteering today?
Yeah.
Can I ask you your name?
Yes, I'm Andrew.
You're from the same scout group?
Yes, from Lion Dorking.
What are you doing today?
We're helping out in the baggage tent for all the belongings.
So you've got quite a tall order to do. They keep everything organised.
Yes, very, very busy.
How many scouts do you have with you today?
We're looking at about 25 in total.
25 scouts. Hi, what's your name?
Felicity.
And you're going to be helping with the baggage as well today?
Yes.
And you're from the scout troop also?
Yes.
Morning to you all. There's so much going on, so many volunteers coming along here this morning. It's already started. We haven't even got to the start of the race yet. Everybody's turning up, getting themselves organised, and it's looking brilliant. Lots of stalls sorting themselves out. And not only the food being served to the volunteers, we have sound systems being tested, food village being set up, and the sports festival as well.
Well, that was earlier on this morning. It was just amazing to bump into Tony Tobin, who's still serving breakfast at his barbecue behind us. He's a great guy.
Absolutely brilliant. And with everything he's just described, I think my diet may fail me today. It sounds really tasty.
I do like the yoghurt, though, with the granola.
This helicopter will be landing very, very shortly. And on board is a very, very special guest. It's Kirsty Heselwood, who is Miss England, Miss UK. And she's going to be joining us this morning here. And I believe actually running the marathon as well. So a phenomenal start taking part this morning. Now out and about is Mark.
I've got John and Lorraine with me here, who are running as a husband and wife team for today's half marathon. John, what made you decide you wanted to do the Reigate half marathon today?
We've been keen runners for a while. We've been training and we've got a worthwhile cause that we're running for today.
And what's the cause you're running for today?
We're running for the Whittington Trust that looks after premature babies.
Absolutely brilliant cause. I know that's a concern for many and something that's well worth raising funds for. How do you think you're going to get on?
We're looking for a time around about 2:15, so we'd be looking at sort of like one of the army sort of like pace setters, and we'll be trying to keep with him.
Lorraine, how do you think you stand your chances? Do you reckon you'll be able to keep up?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, been training hard for this, so come hell or high water, we're going to cross that line.
Brilliant stuff. I wish you both the very best of luck, along with everybody else that's running today here in Reigate Priory Park for the half marathon. Neil, back to you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mark. It's splendid that so many people are running for different causes. We're going to try and get as many of them on the air as we can over the next sort of 45 minutes. Come down and meet us. If you haven't come down to Priory Park, do come down. There's lots of things going on. It's not just the half marathon today. There is a food festival and also a sports and fitness festival alongside us. And we're actually right bang in the middle, so you really can't miss Susie Radio. Good morning to you. Welcome along live from Reigate Priory Park, joined in our outside broadcast unit now by one of our other Susie presenters and local resident David Jay. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you? That's beautiful bright September morning.
It's gorgeous. It's actually surprising that we got so much great weather. It's actually good weather for running as well. It's just that little bit cooler.
Oh, it's perfect. Blue sky and bright sunshine, few autumn tints around, and the Priory looking absolutely spectacular as the backdrop to our showground here this morning. I must say, as somebody who's worked here for longer than I care to remember, and also a resident of Reigate for a very long time now, I'm delighted in the way that Priory Park is becoming a regular venue venue for festivals, and this one's got every sign of being the biggest of the lot. It looks magnificent, doesn't it?
It is, with 5,000 runners and probably a potential 25 to 30,000 people arriving in the park today to cheer on, spectate, take part in the food festival, and of course the fitness festival that's going on either side of us at the moment.
And we've absolutely got the day for it, Neil. It's very good to see some of our good friends, people who are involved with the station around and about. The YMCA are here. I see the Reigate on Ice organisation just in front of us here between us and the showground. My old friends from the grammar school are doing the water points around the route today, which is a very valuable service. They've got a stall over there, and I'm sure that Mark Techner will be talking to lots of other people around and about as the day unfolds.
And that's exactly why we are here, in the middle of this big local community event, and it is huge.
It really is. It's massive, and it's brilliant to see it here, right smack dab in the middle of Reigate Town Centre.
Susie Radio 103.4 live in Priory Park, Reigate, for the Adidas Run Reigate Half Marathon. Mark, you're out and about amongst everybody again.
I am indeed, yes, Neil, and I've bumped into, of all people, the Deputy Mayor of Reigate and Banstead. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Brilliant to see so many people out here this morning enjoying the sunshine and not only running for a good cause, running for themselves, just enjoying the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see so many people. I know this is the first time, but it's great that you've got a great day for it. It's not very good, much fun running in the rain and cold, but a beautiful day like today is fantastic.
Thank you very much for talking to us, and are you thinking of running in this one today?
Pleasure. No, it's a bit too far for me, I'm afraid. I can just about get around the Father Christmas run.
With us, lovely day on Susie Radio 103.4. Going straight back to Mark Tickner, who's joined by Kirsty Hesselwood, Miss United Kingdom.
Good morning.
How do you think you stand your chances today? You reckon you're going to set a good time for the field?
Well, I've been training quite a lot. I've got another half marathon coming up, the Royal Parks half marathon. So I think I'm going to see how I go today, and then maybe the next marathon, half marathon I do, I'll really try and beat it then. But I have no idea how I'm going to do today because I've never done a half marathon before. So we'll see.
It seems like quite a challenging distance for some, and an awful lot of people out there on the field this morning that are going to be joining you out there. I wish you the very best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's Alex I've got here with me, who's taking part this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're not running for any particular charity, but you are involved with another marathon coming up soon, you said?
That's correct. The Nice to Cannes Marathon, where I'm raising money for cancer research, and I also raise a lot of money for cancer research in the London Marathon, so it's a little warm-up.
It's a brilliant, worthy course, and yeah, I suppose a half marathon, does it work as a good warm-up for it?
It does. It's a lot easier than a full one. There's a big difference, obviously, the distance. So I really enjoy these, actually.
Well, just over 10 minutes to go, I believe.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I've done my warm-ups, ready to go. Just want to crack on.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Enjoy your race.
It's busy over there, Mark, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I saw the British military fitness guys up on the stage from where I am at the outside broadcast unit, and I'm looking straight at the stage from here. And there is just all these runners everywhere. They've been waving their arms in the air, doing their exercises. It's been splendid to see.
It's absolutely amazing. There are thousands of people all making their way over there at the moment, getting ready for the start line, getting ready to get this race underway.
It feels like a summer's day here in Reigate's Priory Park. The sun is absolutely blessing us this morning. It's 5 minutes to nine. Mark,
I'm surrounded by people down here right at the start-finish line. The pace car is just starting to move up. There are people in their thousands already lined up, ready to race. We're in for a brilliant time, and hopefully everybody down here is going to have an awful lot of fun, and everybody that's out racing, whether it's themselves or for a good cause, they're going to go out there, enjoy themselves, and win the race for themselves.
Thank you very much, Mark. Over to Dave King, who joined us a little bit further down the crowd lines.
Hello, Neil. Yes, what an event. What a huge event this is turning out to be. It's so popular. There are thousands in this park, absolutely thousands. And it's such a spectacular scene, isn't it? It really is. It's only around about another 5 minutes to go before they all start the run. I think you've got the route there, Neil, so perhaps you can take us through it at some points very soon.
Yeah, I'll do that right now for you, if you can just stand by. First
absolutely.
Of all, the runners are going to exit via the Bell Street car park entrance onto Bell Street, heading south. They're going to run up Cockshott Hill, which is a 30-metre elevation incline, then drop the 60 metres down through Woodhatch traffic lights, crossing over to the Beehive pub, turning a left just before the Beehive into Lonesome Lane. They then go down the country roads all the way down through
through Meath Green into Hawley. They pick up Mill Lane, then come back towards the A217 where they cross over at the Black Horse Public House. They then come up Ironsbottom and then turn left. This is where they leave the road now and go cross country heading towards Lye. They then move north from there, coming up Trumpets Hill Road and into Flanchard Road before coming out on West Street as to re-enter Reigate, then turning right to finally enter the park via Park Lane and then running through the park to the finish lane. That is the route, Dave.
Well, that's quite a way. I think I'd struggle to do that, to be honest with you. But there are plenty of people here that feel quite confident that they'll be able to manage this half marathon.
Even through the team, you've got people out there with pacer banners that they're going to be towing around with them as they go around for their aim time. I've seen times of 1 hour 30. I've seen times of 1 hour 45. People are confident that they can get around this very, very quickly. But the atmosphere, it is like no other. Everybody is cheering on for everyone. The atmosphere is absolutely brilliant.
Dave, just quickly just sum up the feelings before the start this morning.
There are a lot of people looking very nervous, I must admit. They really are quite keyed up for this. And honestly, they want to make sure that they don't let their charities down and their friends and their families. But the atmosphere is electric. It really is. It's such a good spirit here. And by the way, it's not just the race. Of course, the race is by far the most important part of this occasion. But the event is fantastic. You've got stands everywhere. Lots of food stands, lots of health and fitness stands. It's a really good event to come along and see in the Priory Park today. They have just started their marathons, their half marathons. It's enormous. They're having to walk across the start line, actually. There's so many of them. I mean, it's a fantastic, fantastic event. I don't know where these people have come from. A lot will be local, but I'm sure there'll be people who have come from right across the south of England. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them actually take part in the London Marathon. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I can see from here that there's a lot of people carrying banners as they run, and some are in outfits of their own descriptions. I can't really see from here. Mark, can you give us a little bit of feeling from your point of view?
3, 2, 1, the klaxon went off, and they are still going through in their hundreds. The two-hour pacer runner has just gone through a matter of seconds ago. Everybody is cheering on all of the runners. They're all one team combined, all running for brilliant good cause, and all running this morning.
It's just amazing. I'm just going to let the microphones gather the atmosphere for just a few seconds.
If you're following a pacemaker, don't forget it's the guy with the blue flag. You can't miss him. It's the fit guy with an extra bit of weight on his back.
I like that. The fit guy with an extra bit of weight on his back. They're saying up in the announcement system there.
Great. Absolutely great. A lot of smiles here today. A lot of smiles here today. There are people in this park. I mean, there's a big crowd here actually come to see their friends and family off.
Good luck, everybody.
There's just so much going on. The atmosphere is just phenomenal. It is really electric, as you guys have been saying this morning. And I can just see all I can see from the studio, our outside broadcast studio, it's just a stream of people running through the start line.
Well, they're still walking past the cafe in the middle of the park there. They are walking. Oh, they're just starting. As they get past the stand, the PA stand there, they can actually start breaking into a run now. But it's not thinning out. There's just thousands and thousands of people there. And as Mark was saying, they're all running, or many of them are running for some very charitable causes.
And I think they've got the ideal running conditions to work today, simply because the weather is sunny. It's not hot. It's cool. We're running about 18 or 19 degrees at the moment. It's only going to get to around 20 degrees today. There's a northerly breeze blowing. It's keeping them fresh. They're going to get a nice stiff warm-up coming up Cockshott Hill as they leave south and on Bell Street, going up Cockshott Hill to over to Woodhatch. It's going to warm the muscles up nicely and set them in a good state of mind for the rest of the half marathon.
Neil, if people want to come down to the event, of course, I'm not sure what time they'll be returning to the park.
I can tell you that, because the estimated first finisher is expected back here on the finishing line at 10:30. The charitable causes today are just absolutely phenomenal. They're supporting so many good causes, including the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, the Helicopter Emergency Medical Service, which has given us a fly pass this morning, the Children's Trust at Tadworth for Children with Brain Injury, and the Samaritans East Surrey, who are, of course, supporting 24 hours a day, providing confidential emotional support for people's lives in crisis, experiencing feelings of distress, despair or suicidal thoughts. Worthy causes to be supporting here in Reigate's Priory Park.
Well, they're all well on the way now. They've all run through. They've just left the park now.
Brilliant. Mark and David, thank you very much. Mark Tickner is joined by His Worship, the Mayor of Reigate and Bounstead, Councillor David Pay.
Councillor, it is an honour to be able to join you here out in Reigate Pirate Park this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm absolutely astounded at the lack of dropout rate on the for the runners this morning. But then I think the weather is absolutely perfect for running. It's a light northeasterly breeze, clear sunlight. It's absolutely perfect for running. And I hope that this will be the first of many events such as this on a yearly basis.
I certainly hope so. As you said, it is just a light breeze. He's getting the flags moving in the field, but there was at least 6 minutes worth of runners that passed through over the start finish line, so it's got to be in their thousands and possibly hundreds of thousands, I'd have thought.
I quite agree, and I think the number of local businesses represented here speaks for itself. This is likely to be a prominent event in the calendar for years to come,
bringing Reigate onto the map and bringing a lot of good publicity, not just to these local businesses, the local charities, but making Reigate a welcome stop in the half marathon events.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
It's been a pleasure. Many, many thanks.
Susie Radio live from Reigate's Priory Park and the Adidas Run Reigate Half Marathon, the very first marathon that has been run here in Reigate, and I'm sure it's going to be an event that's going to go on and on and on. It's the start of something big here in Reigate. It's going to get bigger with 5,000 runners this morning. It's been remarkable. Last night I was here setting up and getting everything organised and just going around and talking to people, and I caught up with a brilliant guy in a very unusual structure on the far side of the field. And with Steve Craig from Guyam, your local company. What are you actually doing down here? Because you've got this, is it a yurt, isn't it?
Yeah, we have. We've got, Guyam are an American company that we've brought over to the UK. And we're just developing the brand over here. Predominantly we sell accessories and apparel and media. So we've got some teachers down here from Yogananda, just introducing people into yoga really and getting people started. Yeah,
you're encouraging pre and post race classes here in the yurt with the yoga. What sort of thing are you going to be teaching people?
Well, absolutely. So ideally if any of the runners want to come along in the morning, use the foam rollers, try and stretch out, try and relax before they run, which is really important. And then, you know, while the guys are out there sweating, then the families can come along and enjoy it as well. And hopefully, when the runners are back, they can also, if they're not, you know, getting physio elsewhere, they can come down and use the foam rollers and come in and chill out for a bit.
Steve Craig, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
That was Steve Craig and I caught up with last night. There's been so much going on this morning. We've spoken to so many people. And one of the interesting people I actually spoke to this morning was James from the Chart Clinic.
Come over to the far side of the event field into the fitness area. And James Clapham, you're one of the osteopaths with us today from the Chart Clinic.
Hi there, that's right. Yeah, good morning everyone. Looking forward to the day. It's going to be great.
What is it your actual role here today?
Well, we're here supporting the runners post-race. We've got a sports massage tent available in the event village. We're right next to the baggage and the information area. So we're going to be having a team of therapists here doing some massages after the race and trying to help out soothe some runners' legs after they've done the distance.
And you've got a few special events going on you're organising as well, haven't you? Because you're one of the main sponsors of the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as it's a charity event, we've got a charity raffle going with some great prizes. We've got a first prize of a helicopter ride for free people, and it's going to go from Redhill Aerodrome up to London over the city sites. And then we've got a dinner for four at Le Barbe, the local French restaurant here in Reigate, which is absolutely wonderful. And third prize, we've got some vouchers to give away for treatments at Chart Clinic.
So it's a great place to come. Come and get yourself warmed up, limboed up, and really just in fit running shape for this morning's event.
That sounds like a good plan. Yeah, good luck, everyone.
And it was a good plan because everybody's out on their way now around the course at the moment of this half marathon, the first one here at Reigate's Priory Park. And we're expecting the first runners home in 55 minutes from now. So we'll bring you that with our team out there on the finish line a little bit later on.
Susie 103.4, Sussex and Surrey.
It's the Neil Monday Breakfast Show live from Priory Park, Reigate. Mark!
We're here with David and Dougie from the Reigate Rugby Football Club. David, first of all, I'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you deal with the smaller people, the smaller
minis.
Players.
Yeah, we call them minis. They range from under sixes up to under 12s. And then they go into junior rugby, where they do like proper 15 aside.
Brilliant stuff. And it's a good way to keep them active, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Lots of different activities they do, especially at the really small ages. We have them running through dog tunnels and all that sort of stuff. It's quite good to kind of mix them up doing different skills. So we try and bring them in to doing sort of rugby related skills, but through different types of techniques, so assault courses, all that type of stuff.
This is all quite subliminal, but it'll all add up to a brilliant rugby player.
So a good outcome in the end, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Thank you very much. Dougie, you deal with the more senior players?
I don't deal with them as such. I play with the senior, with the first team at the moment. It's good. Season, we've got our first league game next week. You know, we've just had a couple of pre-season friendly matches. Two wins. We've had a good player influx over the summer, and pre-season training is really good. So we're just really, really looking forward to this season. It's going to be really good, and we're on the up, hopefully. Good things to come.
You take people on at an adult age if they want to sort of train with you or learn to play?
Absolutely. This is why we're here today. You know, we want players. It doesn't matter what your age, skill level, absolutely doesn't matter. If you want to play rugby, come down and join us. You're more than welcome.
Is it Thursday, so we do training?
We train Tuesday and Thursday evenings, starting at 7:30, and game most Saturdays. You know, we're hoping this year to be able to field sort of first, second team and a vets team as well. You know, hopefully we've got the numbers, so... Yeah, if you want to play, come down.
Dave King, who's got a splendid gentleman, has just joined us, and a very interesting interview lined up.
Well, yes, amongst the many charities here that are having runners taking part in the Reigate Half Marathon today is the Motor Neuron Disease Association, and I'm talking to...
I'm Pamela Fry for the Motor Neuron Disease Association.
Very nice to see you here today, Pamela. And around about how many runners are taking part to raise funds for your charity?
At Reigate today, we have four people, including Ryan Wilmot, and there's four of them running for Motor Neuron Disease Association. And you may remember the wonderful ice bucket challenge we had over the last few weeks, and if you haven't heard about it, I'm amazed. And we were lucky enough to have a total of £6.8 million raised for Motor Neuron Disease Association.
Wow.
Just through people throwing ice all over themselves.
That's incredible. What a terrific result. And of course today, with your four runners, we'll be adding to the funds needed for your charity to carry out its great work.
Yes, Ryan has actually raised just over £4,000 to date.
How else can people get involved and help?
People can get involved in many ways. The best way to find out about that is to go on the Inevitable website, which is www.mndassociation.org. But we actually have about 85 volunteer branches across the country who actually provide the care and the support and the fundraising for people with motor neuron dysfunction in the local area. And at any one time, certainly in this area at the moment, there's around 40 people who are affected by motor neuron disease. So the support they get from their local branch is incredibly important. Their needs can change from day to day, and what things they need and what support they need, and we always have volunteers on the ground ready to do that for them.
Right, well thank you very much indeed for talking to us here today, and let's hope your runners manage to raise a huge amount of money via charity.
Thank you very much indeed, that's brilliant.
Now, Dave, I reckon you ought to be doing the ice bucket challenge, aren't
you? Oh, thank you very much, Neil. So far I've managed to avoid that. Thanks.
Just been nominated.
I think it's over. Well, I hope it's over.
On that note, I'm going to hand over now to David Jay, who's with Reigate Grammar School, doing a splendid job today. David.
Neil, I'm delighted to have the company of Sean Fenton, the headmaster of the grammar school. Sean, it's lovely to see you. Good morning. Welcome to Susie Radio.
Good morning. What a great morning, isn't it? Fabulous.
Now, you're involved in the logistics of watering all the runners today. Can you tell us about that, please?
Well, that's right. At school, we've got four houses, and each house has got responsibility for one of the water stops. And I think as we speak, they're probably handing out bottles of water to thirsty runners who've earned their drop of water.
And is that a big logistical operation? Have you got lots of drivers around the circuit and so on?
Well, I have to say, Dave Kelly and the team that have organised this have handled the logistics brilliantly. I've never seen Reigate with such a buzz and quite so impressive a response from the whole community. So we're doing a bit of the water, but there's a massive operation underway and we're proud to be part of it.
As indeed are Susie Radio. Now, you've some experience of big charity events. Tell us about the Tadworth Court Run that the school puts on every year.
Well, many of the runners today are raising money for Tadworth Court, and for about 20 years we've had about 250 runners each year doing a sponsored run, raising money for the Children's Trust at Tadworth Court, and we're really pleased to be able to support them again today.
And finally, the band has got some involvement in this morning's festivities.
Well, that's right, playing right now over in one of the gazebos. We've got Ben Silverman, Milo Stevens, Sam Molyneux and Dinesh Melly, and they've been playing non-stop since the first runners started, and they'll be going on until the first runners cross the line, and I'm really proud of them. They're playing well, and they've got an increasing crowd around them. If you're down in the park, go and listen to them.
Sean Fenton, headmaster of Reigate Grammar School, pleasure talking to you.
Thank you ever so much, thank you.
Susie Radio 103.4, Mark's out and about.
I'm with Tony, and you're raising awareness for a good cause as well, aren't you?
That's right. I don't know if you knew, but it's the United Nations Peace Day, September the 21st, International Peace Day, and we're trying to promote awareness of that.
Hopefully, raising awareness of World Peace Day might give people a bit more of a feel-good factor about what's going on.
Yes. Well, even the effort to focus for one day, for 24 hours, on peace is going to have an effect, however small. It's going to be amazing, really, when you think of what can be achieved if everyone thinks of peace in one day.
If you can achieve it in 24 hours, we could achieve it across the world at any point in time of day, couldn't we?
This is the feeling that we all have, yes.
And wasn't it John Lennon who once said, give peace a chance?
That's a very good quote, a very nice quote indeed.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of the day. The cloud has covered over here at the moment, getting a little bit fresh, but hopefully the rain will stay away and we'll be able to enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you too.
Literally, as we speak, the first of the runners is making his way up to the finish line, about 10 metres to go, already on his way across the line. And there we have it. He has crossed the finishing tape, runner number 1149, the first winner of the Adidas Run Reigate Half Marathon.
And we'll see if we can catch up with the winner in a few moments, either with yourself or Dave King, I know, is out and about. It's going on, it's going great over there, isn't it, Mark?
It is, yes. There are volunteers in their tens and hundreds. It sounds like reindeer over here with the amount of medals that are out here ready for everybody that are going to be crossing the finish line during the course of the race. They've got water supplies on hand, more bananas than you can shake a stick at, and the finishing line t-shirts as well. But here we are. The race has been won by the first man over the line in about 1 hour, 10 minutes. That's a really impressive pace.
Fantastic. And you're with the medal girls at the moment, or by the medal table?
Yes, I was indeed with the medal girls. I'm just going back over to them now. I've literally just seen the first runner over the line. Good morning, ladies. You're all out here as volunteers out here. There must be hundreds of you out here for the medal giving to appropriate the athletes and the runners after their run.
Yep. We've already done some marshalling actually out on the run, and this is our job number two today. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for some of them, this will be their marathon.
Mark, can we get somebody just to describe one of the Run Reigate medals for us?
If I just borrow one of them off the lady in question, it's a bronze medal. It's been designed by a year three student at Reigate Grammar School. Izzy Wood has designed it, and it's, I could only describe it as like the little wooden model dolls that you used to be able to get running through Reigate, and a caption over the top in a half circle, Run Reigate Half Marathon on a blue ribbon. It's a lovely piece of artwork, and it's been well designed, and it's been designed by somebody from within the community itself, which is what matters.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Mark Tickner is out on the finishing line at the moment. Here on Susie Radio 103.4, I'm handing straight over to Mark Tickner on the finishing line, who has our winner.
Yeah, Neil, I'm here with Andy, the first place runner who made it through in a time of about 1 hour 10 minutes. Andy, how do you feel?
I feel pretty fresh, actually, considering I've run a half marathon. Pretty tough course in places, a lot of hills, a lot of downhills as well. But other than that, it was quite a lovely event. Very much enjoyed it.
And do you think you'll be back here next year if it's repeated?
Maybe, depends. I'm from Australia originally, so I quite enjoyed the event. If I do happen to visit my family here, as I ran it with my cousin Tim, then I'll be happy to run again.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much for talking to us. I'll let you go and rest your feet and everything else.
Thank you.
Cheers. Also, Neil, I've also got with me the second place runner. Since then, the third place man has come through, but he's heading off to rest himself. Good morning, sir. You're through live on Susie Radio. How did you find it?
Fantastic. Awesome. Shame I stepped with the front guy. Took 3 miles with him, and then he let rip, and I was left to ponder on my own, but cracking crowds, awesome crowds. For the first event, you know, for something which hasn't got a reputation yet, cracking, awesome, absolutely fantastic. I mean, Reigate is coming out in force.
Can I ask this gentleman's name, Mark?
Yeah, so what's your name, please, sir?
Ollie Garrett.
Oh, Ollie, brilliant. And you were only a matter of, 4 minutes behind the first place runner, so you were really impressive pace. They weren't expecting anybody over until about 10:30, and in fact, you've got through this quickly. It's an absolute testament to the work you've done.
Thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, not quite a PB, 2 minutes off, but some hills out there, as the guy who's going first was saying, and cracking run. I'll be back next year for sure.
Brilliant stuff. I think you should be proud of what you've done. Go and rest yourself, and thanks again for talking to us.
Right, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Susie Radio 103.4, the Neil Monday Breakfast Show, live from Priory Park, Reigate, for the Adidas Run Reigate Half Marathon. I'm going to go straight over to Dave King.
Hello, Neil. Hi. Yeah, I'm right by where they're giving out all the medals. There are tons and tons of bananas. They do, as the runners are finishing, they're being handed their bananas to give them a bit more bit of energy. And there's some of these people don't look at all puffed, which is amazing. I don't think I'd be able to make a quarter marathon, not a half marathon. Here today, one of the people in the crowd there. Hi, and you are?
I'm Andy Collins. I'm team manager for South London Harriers.
Well, it's great to bump into you. Now, even I've heard of the South London Harriers. They're quite a major group. Tell us a bit more about them.
Yeah, we're a club that train in Causton. We recently built a running track in the Causton area, grounds of Woodcote School. Opened it up last year, and we train every Tuesday and Thursday night. So we've got great facilities. We also run on the North Downs, all around the Surrey, Northern Surrey area. We've had about six or seven people running today, and our first guy came in, I think, 1:23, something like that.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a strong club, and not a lot of our best runners are running later in Aldershot, because there's a Southern Road Relays race going on this afternoon, so we'll be shooting off over to there straight from here.
Well, it sounds like your particular club is very busy today. Where have you had to come from today?
We've come from Causton. We all live generally in the Causton area, which is a good thing about the club. It's sort of like a family feel, because we're all locals. We haven't got any superstars that turn up and run for us. It's all local people running for their local club.
And standing next to you today is?
I'm Billy Cassidy, so I run for the South London Harriers. Yep, so I'm come down to support them. And then, yeah, like Andy's saying, go off to Aldershot today and do a run, yeah.
So you're running later on, not running in this one, you're running in the Aldershot one?
Come down to cheer a few people on. Had some good performances. John ran 1:26. I think Paul from the club won about 1:24. So, yes.
Really good times.
Yeah, good times. Yeah. It's good. Good event. Yeah, so it's good to come down there, yeah.
Well, good luck in your run in, is it Aldershot, you said, didn't you? Yeah, well, good luck with that. Very nice to talk to you both. And over to you, Neil.
Thanks very much, David. Mark, you're out there as well.
I certainly am, Neil. I'm here with Emily, who was the first place female to cross the line. Emily, how do you feel?
It's a great race, gorgeous course. The race is so well organised. I couldn't believe this morning when I turned up, and it just is so professional. I just had such a great day.
It's been a brilliant atmosphere here. And is it Dulwich Runners, I believe, you're running for? I've seen on the vest.
Yeah, that's right. I run for Dulwich, try and do 10Ks and marathons and things. So I saw that this was it said it was flat. I'm not sure it's quite as flat as it said, but it's gorgeous, a kind of rolling countryside. And I just missed out. I wanted 1:25. I just missed out on that, but I still had a great race. Really pleased.
You off for a good rest, Neil?
I'm going to have a shower and just enjoy the rest of the day and, just come and chill out here for a bit for, some of the afternoon. It's just such a great day. The weather's brilliant. It's such a great atmosphere. So I'll definitely be back here to do the race again.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for talking to us. Go and enjoy yourself. Thank you very much, Emily.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
All I can hear, Dave and Mark, is on the microphones, is the jangling of the medals, clapping, cheering. It sounds like an atmosphere. I'm sort of detached from all that, and I can't even see you guys amongst the crowds.
It's great. It really is, isn't it, Mark? It's fantastic atmosphere here.
It's absolutely amazing down here. And the bike, as I mentioned earlier on, the first one has now come with a 1:30 banner on his back. So, yes, they are reappearing at the times that they set to achieve. They're doing absolutely amazing down here.
I'll tell you what, though, having a look at the details of the run, the marathon, and the route, when I read that it's a mainly flat course, I thought, hang on a minute, the first thing they are going to encounter is the hill up towards Woodhatch. What's it called? Cockshot Hill. I thought they're going to have a bit of a rude awakening, I think.
That was not so bad, actually, Dave.
Really?
Still in the studio directing it.
It's a 30 metre rise, just going up Cockshot Hill from Bell Street, but you get the nice like coasting down the other side. It's a 60 metre drop on the descent.
Well, they all did very, very well, I must admit.
It just warmed the muscles up. I was saying earlier on this morning, it was warming the muscles up getting up there, which got them in the right pace mode for the rest of it. Because once they get out into Lonesome Lane, it's dead level, it's flat.
Yes, that is actually, isn't it? That is absolutely as flat as a pancake, yeah.
It's Neil Monday in the outside broadcast unit. Mark Tickner and Dave King are out and about. We're coming to Mark first.
Yeah, thank you very much, Neil. Yeah, I'm here, down here on the finish line with Dave Kelly, who's one of the race directors for the race. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Good morning.
I think it's been absolutely brilliant down here. They're coming through thick and fast in their tens and hundreds through onto the finish line. How many did you reckon that have actually run for the race this morning?
Well, we don't have an exact count, but we know it's at around 3,000, which is absolutely fantastic turnout for our inaugural Run Reigate Half Marathon. I, as the race director, am absolutely delighted. As I speak, I am watching legions of runners crossing over the finish line here, and a smile on all their faces. It's absolutely fantastic.
It is absolutely amazing. Yes, smiles, sweat, tears, and very, very worn out legs, but they've all come out here in their thousands. They have run Reigate and they have succeeded, and I think this is definitely going to be an event in the calendar for next year, I suspect.
Oh, absolutely. We are going to turn this, our dream is to turn this into one of the great races in the UK, really show off what Reigate and Banstead has to offer, from the beautiful Priory Park where we are to the most gorgeous scenic routes that we can run around here. We have a lot to offer in the area for runners, and we're delighted to kick off this year, and we can only make it better year on year.
David, thanks very much for talking to us here on Suzy Radio. I'm going to mind out of the way before I get knocked over by all these people coming through, and we'll go back to the studio. Thanks again for talking to us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Dave King, you're out there as well, aren't you?
I'm talking to one of the runners. Sorry, your name is?
It's Nigel.
And what was your time?
1:32.57, roughly.
That was excellent. Have you had to travel very far today?
No, I only live in Hawley, so yeah, I might even run home.
It's incredible. I'm looking at people coming across the finishing line. Well, on the way up the finishing line. They're like, they're out for a Sunday stroll. It's incredible. You don't look at all exhausted.
Oh, this is a training run for me. I've got Amsterdam Marathon in 4 weeks, so yeah, this was a gentle Sunday stroll.
And do you take part in the London Marathon?
Not this year, but I did last year.
How did you do in that?
3 hours, 26 minutes.
Wow, that's very, very good. You're obviously quite a serious marathon runner then.
Yeah, well, I enjoy a drink and I enjoy food, so this keeps me fit.
Good for you. And you are runner, what was it, 4-5-6, number 4-5-6. Were you running for anybody particularly today?
No, I was just running for myself today.
And why not? And why not? And who are you, madam?
I'm Joe.
Are you his partner?
Yeah.
You're supporting him today. Brilliant. Do you do any running?
I'm cycling myself. I'll do the running.
Right, okay. Are you enjoying yourself, obviously?
I am, yeah. It's a great atmosphere here today. Brilliant.
It is, isn't it, really? When you think this is the very first one they've ever done, and long may it continue, and you'll be willing to take part in the next years if they do one. Hopefully they will.
Absolutely, definitely. I look forward to it.
Well, thanks very much indeed for talking to us here on Suzy. Thanks.
It's Suzy Radio 103.4. We're nearly at the end of the programme here, live in Priory Park. We're going to be around all afternoon with the roadshow, so come and have some fun with us. But before we go, let's just sum up today. Mark?
It's been absolutely amazing down here. I'm still down here on the finish line. There are people still coming through. It doesn't matter what age they are. There are people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. There are even probably people much older than me and you, Neil, who have run this Reigate. They are still making their way through. And the camaraderie has been absolutely amazing. The British Red Cross are on site to support where needed. All the marshals, the stewards, the people giving out the medals, come out to enjoy themselves. Reigate, you've done yourselves proud. Well done to everyone.
Absolutely, I can only agree with that. Reigate, this has been phenomenal. And you know, David Kelly and the organisational team of Chris Crabtree, the other co-director of Run Reigate, have done a superb job in doing this. And of course, we mustn't forget the charities that are actually being supported here today, which includes the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, the Helicopter Emergency Medical Service, of course, the Children's Trust at Tadworth, the Children with Brain Injury, and Samaritans East Surrey, who are online 24 hours a day on the end of that phone if you ever needed to talk to them. Worthy causes that are being supported here by this Run Reigate Half Marathon. Mark, I can just hear the sounds over there. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely amazing. Everybody is clapping and cheering on. Even the support for the co-runners. People are crossing the finishing line and they're getting a pat on the back and a well done from their colleagues. And even if they're running for another team, everybody is running this for the good causes. Everybody is running this for the charities involved. Well done to everybody and to each other to have made it this far.
I hope you've enjoyed the Susie Radio Live Outside broadcast from the Run Reigate Half Marathon. It's been splendid being here. I hope we've managed to convey to you the atmosphere and really the community of this whole event. Taking us to news time is Katy Perry. This is Raw.